Today on our podcast, we're diving into the ever-evolving realm of cybersecurity, exploring critical updates from industry leaders, including CISA's efforts to combat vulnerabilities, Ivanti's urgent security advisories, Microsoft's advanced defense strategies, and recent threats targeting apps like Telegram and systems like Ubuntu. CISA has announced several important updates concerning cybersecurity vulnerabilities and breaches. Critical vulnerabilities in Oracle WebLogic Server and Mitel products have been identified and added to the CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog due to their severity. A recent cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury Department, linked to a vulnerability in BeyondTrust software, has been confirmed by CISA. Fortunately, the breach appears to be isolated and other federal entities are not affected. To address these threats, CISA has rolled out new IT sector-specific goals to enhance software security and guide developers within critical infrastructure sectors. These initiatives are part of a larger strategy to strengthen cybersecurity across the IT sector. Furthermore, CISA has released new advisories for industrial control systems, focusing on vulnerabilities in ABB and NEDAP systems, underscoring the need for strong cybersecurity measures. CISA continues to prioritize cybersecurity education for all age groups and encourages corporate boards to take proactive measures in managing cyber risks. We will keep monitoring these developments and update on their potential impacts on our digital environment. Ivanti has announced a critical update concerning a major cybersecurity threat affecting its Connect Secure VPN product. A new zero-day exploit linked to a China-associated threat group poses a significant risk as it allows for remote code execution and has been actively used in attacks. Security researchers, including teams from Google and Watchtower Labs, have highlighted the sophisticated malware deployment by Chinese hackers exploiting this vulnerability. In response, Ivanti has issued an urgent advisory for organizations to apply the latest security patches for their Connect Secure, Policy Secure, and ZTA Gateway products to reduce these risks. Following the disclosure and ongoing exploitation, the cybersecurity community, including CISA, has recognized the severity of the issue, adding the vulnerability to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Companies using Ivanti's VPN appliances are advised to prioritize applying these security updates and performing factory resets if necessary to defend against attacks that circumvent security alerts. These incidents highlight the necessity of adhering to secure by design principles and rapidly addressing security advisories to prevent potential threats. We will continue to monitor this situation closely and provide updates on additional mitigations and security insights. In Microsoft news, the company is focusing on enhancing Azure logging to detect Bloodhound and SharpHound attacks, aligning with its commitment to improving cybersecurity through initiatives like the Secure Future Initiative. This is particularly relevant as we look ahead to the 2025 Patch Tuesday changes in cybersecurity guidance. The year 2024 saw a rise in SaaS cyber threats, prompting Microsoft to emphasize robust cybersecurity measures. Thomas Rachia from Microsoft discusses the balance of using proprietary and open source tools to enhance security operations. In legal matters, Microsoft has filed lawsuits against cybercriminals using generative AI maliciously, highlighting new age threats. There are also ongoing legal actions to prevent the misuse of Azure services for harmful AI imagery. Security updates include guides on securing APIs via Azure API management and insights on detecting Chrome extensions with Windows Defender. However, vulnerabilities exist, such as attackers bypassing Windows 11 BitLocker encryption during system restarts. Security Risk Advisors has joined the Microsoft Intelligent Security Association, aiming to strengthen cybersecurity defenses. AI Spera launched a phishing detection tool for Microsoft Outlook, addressing threats targeting Microsoft Teams users. Microsoft is tackling privacy concerns with its AI recall tool while facing scrutiny over data collection. Researchers have identified vulnerabilities in Windows drivers and introduced hidden transformers in Windows ANSI, underlining the continuous need for cybersecurity vigilance. To enhance its defenses, Microsoft seeks an AI penetration tester in Canada to assess AI system security. Meanwhile, hackers using fake Windows LDAP exploits against security researchers add complexity to the threat landscape. Microsoft is pursuing legal actions against Azure Services' misuse for harmful AI content and addressing significant vulnerabilities, reinforcing its commitment to patching security issues and holding wrongdoers accountable. These efforts underscore a unified approach to strengthening digital defenses against evolving cyber threats. Recent findings reveal a series of cybersecurity threats targeting Telegram users. A particularly dangerous Android malware, FireScam, is disguising itself as a Telegram premium app on a fake Russian app store, tricking users into downloading it to steal data and control devices. This breach has led to reports of suspicious messages and links driven by malicious Telegram bots. Telegram emphasizes the need for strict cybersecurity measures to address these threats. Meanwhile, Russian authorities continue to examine encrypted messaging apps like Telegram for illegal activities as VPN usage in the country increases. A significant DDoS attack on Telegram highlighted vulnerabilities that attackers might exploit. In response, Telegram has been working to enhance security, including the discovery and removal of 33 malicious channels spreading phishing links and malware. This has led to security protocol improvements, such as launching self-destructing messages. To combat cyber threats and address misuse concerns, Telegram has started collaborating with U.S. authorities by sharing transparency reports to build user trust. Security experts recommend vigilance and protective measures to prevent hacking, while Russian researchers warn of potential vulnerabilities in certain Telegram versions, allowing unauthorized code execution. The security of communication remains crucial, with ongoing discussions about Telegram's encryption and privacy measures despite cybercriminal risks. Users are urged to stay informed and cautious to protect their digital privacy on platforms like Telegram. In recent Ubuntu news, there has been significant activity focused on security updates for the Linux kernel, aimed at addressing vulnerabilities across various systems and platforms. Ubuntu has issued a series of advisories to enhance system integrity and user safety. Recent advisories have identified vulnerabilities in Bluetooth and GPU drivers, which could result in system crashes or arbitrary code execution. There is a strong emphasis on fixing issues in Intel IOTG Bluetooth implementations and network traffic control, highlighting the need for robust security frameworks. Updates targeting Linux kernel vulnerabilities have also been released for specific architectures, such as Raspberry Pi and Azure, providing critical patches to users. Additionally, the XPAT library has received attention due to flaws that could cause denial of service or unauthorized code execution when processing malformed XML data. Ubuntu is committed to system security, extending updates to critical components like Thunderbird and Firefox to swiftly address any potential issues. Recent updates reflect Ubuntu's ongoing efforts to patch vulnerabilities across various subsystems, ensuring a secure and stable operating environment for users. Overall, Ubuntu continues to prioritize security updates for the Linux kernel, Bluetooth, network drivers, and applications like Firefox, keeping its community protected against emerging threats. Stay informed as we monitor these developments and provide the latest updates from the open source security landscape. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next cybersecurity episode next week. Stay safe and stay informed.